everyone. Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. It was a tequila-thon tonight, so there's lots to discuss. You got to stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Favorite drink was tonight.
You did. You found out what my favorite drink was tonight.
It's tequila.
It's tequila. Yes.
She likes añejo because she likes the dark stuff.
I do. Yes. Yes.
That surprised me you were a tequila girl.
As a bartender, that surprises you, right? Because I know a lot of bartenders look at me when I order my drink and they say, "Really? Are you sure you want it neat?" And I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, "High five." And I'm like, "Do I get a high five?"
You do get a high five.
Yes.
Nice.
From a girl who can make every drink on earth. I probably will have her own alcohol line one day, I'm sure.
Oh, that would be great.
On brand.
Hey, everyone. Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. To my right tonight, we have Lindsay Wagner.
Hey, guys. I'm back from Wisconsin, and I'm so glad to be here. Last week's episode was crazy, and this week's delivered as well. Find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner.
And Megan Stecker.
I'm back from Pennsylvania. It was great to see the family, but I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Last week's episode was awesome, and I was sad to have missed recapping with everybody, but happy to recap part two of Mexico tonight. And you guys can find me at Megan Stecker.
And actually, I'm just tweeting out the link right now for anybody who wants to join us on YouTube and join the chat. Let us know what you thought of tonight's episode. One of the funnest episodes I've seen this year. Did you guys feel the same?
Yes. There was a genuine happiness from a lot of the women, and I liked seeing that.
You did too, Megan?
Yeah, as soon as we get them all to drink together, it's always like a lot of fun or a huge fight will break out. Either way, it's going to be enjoyable, so yeah. I loved it.
Everybody seemed genuinely happy tonight. There's so much to discuss. I'm just going to start from the beginning right now. We'll just make our way down. We do have some news we're going to share with you guys in a little bit. Some Real Housewives of New York news, so stay tuned for that. But let's just start off with the flowers that Tinsley received from her man. I loved him when she first went on her blind date with him. And now I know, you know, that he was definitely who I thought he was from those 2 seconds of seeing him on screen. I'm like, he's a nice guy. He seemed like a really good guy. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of him when you saw the blind date and of the flowers being sent?
I wasn't loving the way that she was on the blind date, but I loved how cool and collected he was, and he made her open up, and I think he made her let her guard down. And then asking her to go to Miami for a few days and have this extended first date and then sending the flowers shows that it seems like he's a true gentleman, and I think they'd be a great match. I don't know if they're still dating or not. But
I don't either.
I like the idea of them being together.
I am very surprised that after... It kind of seems like it would have been a hookup situation and that he would not be so readily excited to send flowers and go on another date. But he does seem like a genuinely nice person, and he was probably doesn't have a lot of experiences like that dating. And it was very exciting for him, and he can't wait to see her again.
Super cute.
I wonder if they're dating in real life. I don't know. I haven't caught up on
that. I just logged into the chat, so we'll see.
I know. I pulled up the chat.
All right, so, okay, we're all in agreement that he seems like a good guy so far. We need to see more. Hopefully we get more before the season ends.
I actually wrote something down that I circled and starred. I noticed how Carol requested, you know, no chilies and her eggs a certain way. And there was something about the way she did it. And notice how I said requested. Mm-hmm. It comes off so much better than when Ramona demands and bosses somebody around.
Yeah.
The way that Carol talked to the staff was just so different than the way that Ramona did. And it was just so apparent right away. And I know we've discussed this, that Ramona kind of has this feeling with the staff. Maybe they're below her or beneath her. But I really appreciate it. And we've met Carol, and Carol was amazing.
Yeah,
so this just, it wasn't a surprise to me that this is the way she treated the staff, but it was such a juxtaposition between seeing the way that Ramona is with them compared to the way that Carol was.
Really I wrote something down too, really quick. In the morning when Dorinda and Luann were doing yoga, I was like, just like Bethany, like how much of a hard ass are you that you are able to get up and come do yoga? Right. I would have like gotten spins and thrown up. But second, how does she not have a scratch on her? That fall off of the patio ledge was so insane. I had a little mishap where When I first moved here, like, 4 years ago, I went to an alumni, college alumni, like, mixer, and I lost my balance. I was never wearing heels anymore and, like, wore heels in this, like, professional outfit trying to look like I was networking. Lost my balance wearing heels and fell in where we were, and it was a wood floor, and my leg was bruised for an entire week. I was limping for 5 days, and I'm like, how did Luann fall from 3 feet? And she's fine. She
did a good job.
You're drunken. You know, your body just kind of like...
Yeah, but you still got the marks like a limp the next noodle. Day, don't you?
She was like... But she was like a... Like she said, she's a limp noodle. When you're drunk, they say people, when they're in drunk driving accidents, the people that are drunk don't get hurt because their body just...
They're so relaxed.
So they're not tensing for the fall, like when you're preparing for something. Like, you know, if you try to catch yourself when you're falling and people break their wrists because you're tensing, where if you just kind of like take... I don't know if this really is true, but if you take the fall, it'll be a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if she didn't have a couple bruises. Maybe she didn't, like, have many scratches, but she's got to have a bruise because you're right. That was a...
Rock star.
Could be makeup.
Yeah.
We don't know. Could have been makeup. But good, really good points, guys. Great things to write down.
All in the first 2 minutes of the show.
All in the first, right? And we're done. Bye. No. So lots more. So just so much to discuss today. I don't even know. I want to just talk so much about Bethany and Ramona, but let's just go down the line. Okay. Bethany was really, she was working with her business partners on this trip, and she made it well known that business partners were going to be there. It was something that represented her brand, represented who she is and everything she's worked for. And it made me wonder why, if it's something so precious, that she decided to let the cameras in, let Shed Media in, let Bravo in, let us in, on something that could end up having an argument in the end, or somebody getting too drunk and saying something they didn't mean, or maybe they did mean. Did you guys feel that this was a little odd to put something so important in the line of, I don't know, anything could happen, just taping it?
I mean, sure, something... I think that there was... You know, there has to be a level of professionalism, but they're also drinking, so you know that they're going to go and have fun. And, I mean, not to skip forward, but everyone was on their best behavior. It was a great trip. I think everyone maybe knew how important this was to Bethany, so they all were being, you know, respectful of it.
See, I don't think it was actually, like, a, quote, work trip in, like, Housewives production behind the camera land. This was just a big commercial for Skinny Girl margaritas.
Yeah.
So if this really was a work trip for Bethany, she wouldn't be toting along six other alcoholic women. Like,
that's what I think, too. Yeah, exactly.
She's probably gone and done this type of trip on her own for business purposes with her investors, with the people that bought her brand, all that kind of stuff. And because it was so fun for her, she always thought, this is something we should put on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it turned out great. It was adorable. I do think Bethany was, like, so into it, it surprised me. But I guess I'm not surprised anymore. When she does something and she's like, this is my party, it's like, we're having a great time. You're having a great time. Wasn't that the greatest time ever? And I really got that from her tonight, but good for her.
I felt it when she was on the helicopter, though. Like, I wrote down, she's genuinely happy. Her smile, I think she kind of just let go the stress in her life, knowing that Ramona had said, I'm not going to do anything to ruin this trip. I promise this part of a trip I won't ruin. But she looked happy. I felt it. And I think sometimes she lashes out and we get this really angry, horrible side of Bethany where she's calling Luann horrible names. And she does things that are... that are unforgivable, that we end up just, you know, letting go or whatever it is. But she seemed so happy, and it was so nice to see that side of her. Really.
Okay, so we're in agreement. So we think that this wasn't something as business rounded as she made out to be, just because there was tears and she says, this is so important, these are my business partners. She didn't want Ramona around, so it seemed as if this was a bigger type of engagement. I mean,
when she was crying to Ramona and said, this is my livelihood, she's right, but she wanted this to come off like a really great Skinny Girl commercial on the show so that we all go buy her products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is her biggest, I guess, place she advertises as being a character on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably where she thinks, this is where I get everyone buying my liquor from, and this needs to look fun and great and happy, and you're going to have the greatest time with your girlfriends if you buy this margarita. And I think that's what she meant when she was, like, in tears, like, don't wreck this day right. for me. But I did, when she was in tears in the helicopter and she said, I'm just thinking about how cool this is and how it's been, like, a 10-year journey. If you think back to when she was trying to sell, like, what was she calling those, like, Bethany Bakes muffins in the grocery store and no one would buy them? Like, it's wild. Like, good for her. Mm-hmm. I would have been hysterical crying, like, good for me.
Yeah. Exactly. So Ramona and Bethany's conversation at the beginning, when Bethany's like, I don't know, I think it's best that you don't come tomorrow to the tequila trip. And Ramona's like, well, if that's how you feel, but, you know, I think you might change your mind. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I don't not like you.
I don't know what this means either.
A negative and a negative is a positive, right?
Yeah.
So I don't, not would be a positive. So just mm-hmm. like, yeah, just cancel it out completely. It's basically,
but
I don't like you.
She's also saying don't. So it's basically three negatives in a row.
I don't not like you.
So okay? It means she likes her.
Okay.
I don't not I, like you would mean I she do doesn't not. Like you.
Right. Not. I don't not like you.
I don't not like you.
I don't not like you.
So she said three. So then it means she. Oh. Well, that's what they say in the English language, right. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right, okay.
Triple negate or whatever.
So Ramona was trying to say something to Bethany, and we assume it was that she likes her. And this was the beginning of Ramona's kindness, I guess. It was an interesting thing. I wanted to like her so badly tonight. I wanted to feel like it was genuine. I knew it wasn't, but I still went along for the ride, and I enjoyed it, and I don't regret it. I liked watching her be nice. This was the beginning of it, though, with I don't not like you.
Someone wrote in the chat. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but Mountain Laurel says, it's crazy that Ramona can behave herself when she wants to. That means she has a little bit of self-awareness, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Do you call buying somebody off behaving? Like, I just thought that was so silly.
As Carol said later, or Dorinda said later, I cannot handle Ramona kissing Bethany's butt right now. And she literally was like.
Yeah, it was like, a lot.
I can't. What are you doing? Just stop. Like, it is hard to watch that.
It was. The surfing was fun to watch. The girls had a lot of fun. Made me want to surf when I watched them surf. Mm-hmm. Bethany does a great job as always, but we see her paddleboard a lot and she does really well with that. Carol cannot surf. That's clear.
Dorinda got up, which was good.
Yes. She said it was like giving birth or being birthed. Being born.
It was like birth.
It's surfing like birth, she says basically. But it seemed like it worked for her when she thought about birth. She did well.
Good for her, because it requires core strength to jump up on that. I took a lesson a few years back, and it was like, oh, get those legs up over that edge, go! And then usually the waves pass you by the time you get up there.
Have you done it before, Lindsay?
Yeah, it was a blast. I was so sore the next day, but it's a great workout. It's really fun. It is kind of like being born, because you're rising up out of the water, and you're like floating on this water, and it's such a, like, think about the ocean. It's such a powerful being, and you're on top of it on a, see?
True, yeah, you're kind of like walking on water.
You can't help but feel a little bit, like, enlightened when you're doing it.
True,
or talking about it, even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you surfed?
I've never surfed. No, I need to do it.
I feel like you'd be a natural.
I was a ballerina, so maybe
you'd totally
my
be natural.
Balance will work with that. Who knows? Or I'm just going to go for nothing in life and did ballet. Tinsley and Sonia's argument, this was weird, because they always have this argument. They have a way about themselves when they're arguing that I don't know if they're really mad or not, because Sonia always has somewhat of a smirk, and she's almost like halfway laughing or smiling almost. And I feel like the both of them are like doing it for the cameras. Mm-hmm. But then the more they talk, I'm like, maybe they're not. But the way they talk to each other, it's just like this weird dynamic that I don't ever take it serious. Do you guys take their arguments ever seriously?
I don't. And I thought Tinsley was genuinely upset last week when it was like the night before. But everyone was so drunk. And I kind of feel like she just keeps bringing it up to try to get more camera time and have a story, because she hasn't had one this entire season. And the fact that Sonia just doesn't want to give her any credit and keeps denying everything, I'm like, this is falling flat, Tinsley. We got to move on.
Yeah, just move on from it. I mean, even when Ramona's saying, oh my gosh, let's not fight, you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Just move on from it. It's not that big of a deal. She said this, it's in the thing, whatever. You know that Sonia said it. Get over it. You're moving out. Mm-hmm.
Later on in the episode, I'm going to skip forward for a second because it's relevant. Bethany looks at Tinsley's phone because they're sitting next to each other, and she says, oh, what are you looking at? I thought that was so forced. Yeah. It was just weird. Like, when is Bethany going to say, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Unless she was told, like, hey, Tinsley's going to be looking at her page 6 article. Can you make sure you look over and say, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I didn't buy it either. Mm-hmm. Even if it was genuine, I wasn't buying it. It seemed so planted by producers. And it was like, we're revisiting this again. We had to argue about it last night, this morning, and now again.
And I was surprised Bethany actually did that, because I would think she'd say, no, it's phony. I don't want to do it.
And the fact that Sonia never seems to get upset by it is why I think it's not ringing true to me.
Right.
She kind of laughs her way through it.
Do you think that Sonia said something? Or no?
I feel like maybe they planted it in page 6 for the show.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Bravo does that. I think Bravo publicists make sure that they're getting, they're getting coverage throughout, even when they are filming.
Even Carol's saying, though, Sonia says it to everyone she meets. She's like, did you know that Tinsley's a bad house guest? Did you know this? Hi, you're a random stranger. Did you know this? Like, Carol even said it.
I know.
I still can't figure out why Sonia's being mean to Tinsley, so I don't even feel like it's real. I feel like it's just for the show.
It's just
for,
yeah.
Because she's not mean.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's, I think it's just a show just to give her some sort of storyline and have her move out on her own or figure out what she's going to do, but.
Yeah. Makes me feel more and more like we may not see Tinsley next season.
Same.
But we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe.
Yeah. Ramona, okay, so now they're all shopping, and Ramona decides to buy Bethany her dress because Bethany's credit card was blocked. This sometimes happens when you travel, and it happened to Bethany. So Ramona's like, I'll buy your dress. And Bethany's like, please don't. Please don't. Like, she's just thinking to herself, no. Because it's like, if someone that's being really rude to you goes and does something nice for you, you feel inclined to then be nice to them, and you're like, I don't want to sweep this under the rug. Like, I'd rather you not buy me the dress. But she accepted it. And then Ramona goes on to buy everybody a purse. She starts with just Sonia and Bethany. And then Carol's like, I think Carol says, like, where's mine or something? And she buys Luann.
Luann borrowed her $100 to buy it. And she's like, well, I'll get you one too.
Yeah.
She's like, with my own money. And I don't lend money to friends if I expect it to come back.
She looks right at Luann and goes, we all need these. And then she says to the salesperson, I need 3. Me, Sonia, Bethany. What?
It was awesome.
The most unself-aware person.
Dorinda didn't even get one. Out of everybody, her best friend ever didn't even get one. This was a tactic. This was a ploy. Like, let's make sure Bethany likes me. She got
one track.
See, it's like a game. It's like a dating game. Mm-hmm. Like, she's feeling a little bit like Bethany gave her a little bit of acknowledgement, but she wants more. She's like, I liked that. I need more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy her something. Oh, she smiled at me. I'm gonna buy her this bag too. Oh my god, I need this. It's like this adrenaline. But the minute Bethany really lets her back in and embraces her, I don't know what will happen. I mean, obviously we see tonight it doesn't get too crazy, but history repeats itself with them, and the minute they get back together, all hell breaks loose again. So, as of right now, Ramona's doing everything she can to get on that trip and to be in Bethany's good graces. Sonia then says to the girls, so Ramona's in the pool, and Sonia and Bethany, and I think it's Carol, are in the pool as well, in the other part of the pool. And you see Ramona, and now Megan and I saw this. I'm not sure if you caught this, Lindsay. But as Ramona's walking into the pool, she has, like, a staff member of the house helping her into the pool.
Oh, I missed that part.
I knew you did.
I was writing a note.
Right, I know. You were writing and it was such a split second, but it was so funny. And I was like, why did she need someone to help her into the pool? But she goes to the pool by herself, and then the three girls are talking. And they're basically saying that, well, Sonia's saying that she thinks that Ramona isn't happy. So I think it's Sonia, Bethany, and Carol.
Carol, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sonia says that she doesn't think Ramona's happy because she used to be with Mario and she would have sex with Mario all the time. Now she's miserable. And
Balls are paper thin.
Yeah. And she's acting out. That's why she's acting like this. She's acting out because she's unhappy.
Yeah.
That was what.
See, that tracks to me. That rings true to me.
I agree.
I think there's a little something to that.
But that she's changing. And Bethany's like, when? Last 18 hours? Like, when is she reflecting on herself or whatever? Like, Sonia was making it like she's a changed person. She's a new person.
That sounds to me like something that she and Ramona plotted in the room while they're combing their hair and doing their makeup. And she's like, okay, you go out there first.
Yeah.
And you tell them that I am reflecting. And I'm changing. And then I'll come out to the pool.
And then I'll run on the beach. And you'll look at me and you'll be like, where is she running?
Her running on the beach. Just
what was that? Really, though?
She bothered. They said she had a blowout. So I don't know if that means someone actually professionally did her hair for her.
I think that's what happened.
And then she bothered to get in the pool and then run on the beach.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
Weird.
I hope it wasn't too humid because But there goes the blowout.
I did think it was funny that she did go straight to Sonia then and say, I was reflecting.
Yeah.
And so she used the exact words, which proves that, they were
having a conversation first. They were in cahoots for sure.
Cahoots. So, I love that.
Yeah, cahoots. Ramona says that she reflected about Bethany, and she tells Sonia this, what she just said, Lindsay. And then Bethany says to Tinsley, what are you looking at on your phone? Okay, we already saw that part. We already talked about that part. Tinsley says it's the Page Six article.
The Tinsley tantrums. I thought it was rude.
Tinsley tantrums.
Yes. Sonia called it that. Because she dismisses her as like a young girl.
She does.
She's 41.
She treats her like a little sister.
Yeah. Like Bethany's not that much older than Tinsley.
True. Wait, I want to make sure my notes are not. They might not be in order.
Should get them out of order.
I think I put my notes out of order. How dare I? Dorinda gifts to the girls. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Okay, but great. She also, someone mentioned, I think it was Bethany, who said, the conversations never go anywhere. So the fact that they're having this conversation again about Tinsley and Sonia, but nothing ever gets resolved.
Right, because they needed to go on and on.
They just, like, let it go until it kind of, like, fizzles out. And then they talk about it at the reunion, but it never gets solved.
It's so true.
Like, do you ever have friends like that where you, like, you have an argument and then you kind of just let things go? Then you later on have another argument and you just kind of keep letting things go? Those friendships, I found, do not last.
Right.
Because if you cannot work through the issues that you have, how do you really sustain that friendship?
Maybe that's why I have not a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah.
I write people off really easy.
I'm the same way.
I mean, you have to really wrong me for me to write you off.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of the times, and I think Gretchen mentioned it last week, that the way the women in New York are versus the way the women in California are so different. The women in New York can kind of be, you know, they won't ever get really, really harsh with each other. They'll say something, but then they just drop it and let it go. And it's the way that the New Yorker is versus the people in California. They don't let it go. And they keep holding on to it. And they keep bringing it up. Mm-hmm. And, like, it makes it, like, worse. And then they don't they aren't friends anymore where, like, New York is like, yeah, I'm a B, whatever. I don't care. You know, like, everybody knows it and just don't care. Is that the way that you, I think you were mentioned that is how.
It is, yeah. On the East Coast, we just say it right to your face. There's no such thing as, like, going online and, like, tearing someone apart. You just go to their face.
Yeah,
like,
you just say it. That's so much more real. I'd rather have somebody be real with me than fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's pathetic. It's like, just look, if you can come to me and say what you got to say, I would appreciate that a lot more than you saying it behind my back.
Right.
So in this case, I think they have to string this along for the cameras because there's not another storyline to fall back on. This is it. Imagine, this has gone on the entire season.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We are 17 episodes in.
17 episodes in, and it's Tinsley and Sonia, and she's not a good house guest.
Yeah. And Ramona versus Bethany.
In. But who cares that even Sonia, tell her to leave.
Right, she can't.
If she's not a good house guest, tell her to leave.
Meanwhile,
this is why it's so pathetic to me.
Meanwhile, there's been literally 400 storylines with Bethany. And, I mean, Luann, and the only things that can sustain 17 episodes are, like, a John and Dorinda situation or something with Luann and Tom. I mean, or Bethany and her situation. Like, there's things that have there's a lot of stuff within it. But this is like, okay, there's nothing else. You're just a potentially a bad house guest. There's nothing deeper. We can't dig any deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So, we may not see her again next season. Megan and I said, I don't know. I want to see what you guys think about that. So let us know in the chat right now if you think Tinsley will be back next season. Maybe she'll surprise us, and her and her new man will have something interesting right before the season ends. Who knows? So then there's the dinner where Dorinda gives gifts to all the girls.
And the no one cares pills.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd get a Dorinda drunken situation going on, but we didn't get that tonight.
Next week.
Everyone laid low, I think, because as Bethany said, they had such a big day the next day and a full day of drinking. You know how you kind of prep for it the night before? You're like, I'm not going to get too crazy and stuff. I loved Bethany's dress.
Oh, yeah.
She had it off the shoulder at first, and then she had it on her shoulders when they got back to the house. It was so pretty.
I thought everyone gave such good fashion at that dinner, except for Ramona, because it was just black and plain. Yeah. But everybody had, like, a beautiful bright color and, like, necklaces everywhere.
Bethany's boots. Oh, my God. Did you guys see the boots?
Yeah, the gladiator boots.
Oh, they were beautiful.
The gladiator boots I liked. Yeah,
these
with the dress.
They were heels.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they were heeled, and
they
were, like,
too?
Yeah, neutral tone.
I have a pair like those in black from BB and never wore them once, but they're, like,
you
never
could
wore
rock
them
it. You would look great in them.
I can never find shoes that fit my foot as well as up the leg.
Yeah.
It's always too big.
Too big or too little.
Yeah, in the calf. It's too big for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Well, I'm 5'3", so it goes up to my butt, basically. So that's always fun. So then we have the Bethany's in the kitchen with Ramona, and Bethany starts crying. She's literally begging Ramona not to cause problems. She's like, please, tomorrow, do not cause issues. Don't say anything rude. Just if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And Ramona's like, she's like not defensive at all. She's not normal Ramona. She's just calm. She's like, I'm so sorry. I would never do that. Like, she's, it's so hard because I look at her and I see two people. This mm-hmm. person I think's nice and I want to like her. And I try to remind myself when I'm watching it what she did say. And even as I'm doing that, I'm like, I don't know. It's like there's two people.
It is. And this is these are the moments where when you see her reflecting, air quote, you really do see that nice side of her that you're like, okay, she's not a horrible person, like somebody said in the chat. She is obviously self-aware at times, and maybe it's because she's not drunk, or maybe because she didn't take the crazy pills that day. Who knows what it is? But it is, I was very happy to see it. I actually liked Ramona this episode. So, you know what? And she looked, there was something about her, maybe it was the chemical peel working itself out, that she looked, I looked at her one moment, I thought it was Avery, because she looked so young and youthful. So
you got to give her that. The youthful is
she
working.
Looks good for her age.
Oof. Whatever she's doing.
Unmuzzled likes Tinsley. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to say this name. P-I-S-G-A-H.
Yeah. Mountain Laurel.
Yep. I like Tinsley, but I don't think she'll be back.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. The kitchen situation overall was it was positive in the end, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then we have the hug. They hug it out. Bethany and Ramona hug it out. And I'm like, wait, I never thought I would see this again. At least in season 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hug between Ramona and Bethany. I thought they were done.
So did I.
Especially just because I feel like I just recently saw Ramona on Watch What Happens Live. And she seemed like she was, like, not talking to Bethany. The feeling I got was...
I feel like they are very good at playing along with where they are mm-hmm. in the moment.
They're
that season.
They're good at
they're
it.
So maybe
good
that's at it.
Part of their contract.
I mean, they are so on it, though. Like, I feel like I would slip. You know, it's like they could have taped the reunion already, and yet they're still talking about mid-season, and they're on Watch What Happens Live, and they have to roll their mind back to, like, okay, what was going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see that happen a lot on Watch What Happens Live, where they'll spill. Not even really the housewives. I'll see it more with, like, Shaws of Sunset, Mercedes.
I feel like Vanderpump Rules cast maybe has sometimes, too.
They'll slip something out. You're just like, okay, that's, like, half the season that you're into right now.
Yeah.
Right. The tequila trip, the helicopter, I called it Helicopter of Hope because I felt like it was a hopeful, positive environment within a small, confined space in the air. Although Ramona hit her head when she got into the helicopter and wearing something, she looked like she was about to go rob a bank.
The comedy.
Really. But she had that thing on her face, she took it off, and the handkerchief or whatever. And then she's just like happy to be there. And Bethany looks over at her and she's like, well, can you believe, what would happen if you weren't here? Can you imagine if you weren't here or something like mm-hmm. that? And Ramona's like, no, I really want to be, I'm really glad I'm here. And it's just like this weird dynamic. Just it's like the two of them think that they're the only two in the room. Like every time Bethany spoke tonight, I feel like most of it was toward Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
It was like almost as if like this went from her like tolerating to Ramona to just looking at Ramona like she's the only one on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
It's like positive. A romance between them.
Yeah. they get a dance when they arrive by mm-hmm. A very welcoming group of people. And they just immediately start drinking. There's a horse that's dancing as well, which is adorable. Dorinda is... now, at this point, they're drinking and they're enjoying all the different types of tequila. And Ramona is just... We don't see a lot of the tour, but for what we do see, Ramona does say one thing, and I'm kind of like, oh, I hope she doesn't say anything crazy, but she's just talking about an artichoke and how it reminds her of an artichoke, mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. tequila leaf or something.
The agave.
Agave, yeah. So I was like, thank God. Because if they kept something in that Ramona said, it could have been bad. So
yes.
I was nervous. But then they are back in the car. I think they end up driving somewhere, or they end up going to the... Do they go inside?
They go to the dinner.
They
go to the distillery and do that. That's where they get the horns and they're drinking. And Sonia hasn't drank in 10 months.
Oh, wait, my God. Wait. Best line of the night.
Did she say that when she was sitting down, right?
She said it before she even got in the helicopter.
But, okay, she did repeat it again. Oh, yeah, she did repeat it again when she was double fisting when she was sitting at the dinner.
I haven't had a drink in 10 months. I don't believe that for 1 second.
Well, listen, you would be drunk a lot faster than that if you
had a glass of wine every night.
Yeah.
I don't think Sonia can have one glass and stop. And I also don't believe her that she hasn't had a drink in 10 months.
Right.
No way.
I want to know if you guys think that she is lying or if she's being honest. But that's that, the alcohol, one of them was 65% alcohol that they were drinking.
130 proof. That is
crazy.
Wrong.
And that and mixing all the different tequilas so fast, they weren't eating a lot. I think they had some bread that was brought to them at the dinner, but there wasn't a lot of food.
Well, I think every time they were bringing in new tequila, it was different tequila to pair with the food.
The food.
So these were different.
Menu.
When they were sitting down.
Yeah.
At dinner. So, when they sat at lunch. Or lunch.
I was talking about when they were standing up because they were trying the 65%.
Oh, yeah. They weren't eating
there was
with
no
that.
Food there, right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So well, the thing is I learned that when you're drinking, if you drink on an empty stomach or someone empty stomach, the alcohol goes straight to your blood. But if you try to eat afterward, people think like if you eat bread, it will soak up the alcohol. No. Once it's in your bloodstream, the only way to get it out is to wait. Mm-hmm. You have to wait.
This is nothing like going you can back do. To DARE when I had DARE in fifth grade.
Yeah, that's me, Miss DARE.
Drug and alcohol resistance education. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that what it's
that's what they try to make us do every time that I went to an all-girls high school. It was like, don't drink, don't have sex, don't do anything. Just sit there and pray. I'm like, okay.
So their reactions, all of their reactions to the tequila as they each got their own like little thing. Ramona's like, it's like... You know.
Oh, she got all sexual.
Yeah, she got all sexual. But it wasn't funny.
She kept licking her chomps.
She kept licking her lips because she was getting... Well, I think her face is probably partially still numb from her chemical
thing.
Peel.
I know. That'll think it
but
burned.
Like, and then they're drinking 65 proof. They're probably already, like, instantly buzzed.
And so dehydrated.
And they already had a margarita when they came in. They got skinny girl margs when
those
they came in.
Those are super strong.
So, I mean, they're just...
See, that lunch was really dangerous because you're sitting down. So you're kind of not aware of how drunk you could be getting if you were standing.
True.
And then they were pouring them a pretty sizable sip.
That was
with every
huge.
Over a shot.
With
that was
every,
like 2 ounce pour.
Yeah, course.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if they were drinking every bit of what they were given every round, they are all pretty
They went to number 7, I believe.
Eight.
Okay, great.
On top of the tasting, on top of the margarita.
No, they counted all that together,
I think. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I was watching the numbers. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was like eight. But the margarita is going to be almost like a double.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So technically, I mean, and like I said, those, if it looked like a 2 ounce pour, which a normal shot is anywhere between an ounce to an ounce and a half. So a 2 ounce pour, that's a lot of liquor.
I just kept picturing, for me at least, I'm like, if I got in that helicopter, I would be puking.
That's what I was thinking. I couldn't get that drunk and then ride back
and then
in a helicopter.
I
would be done.
Yeah.
I would be done. The little kids with the roses were so cute. The little
ones. Did you die?
Carol's like, Tinsley thinks she's Angelina Jolie. Yeah. She's like, I'll take that one.
Oh, I would have said the same thing.
Oh my God, it was so cute.
Come on with me, you're cute.
So cute.
Bethany's drinking buddies. I want those. I want the little like
yes!
the little men.
Oh my
no,
god!
I saw them at the store.
You did?
At the liquor store when I
if
was buying.
If you find them, you will
oh my god!
Them.
I was
so
buying
cute.
Wine for my sister's bachelorette, and
so
it back
cute.
In Pennsylvania, and they had them at the store.
You remember how when you used to play King's Cup and you make a rule and you're like, take off your little man. Did you guys ever do that game?
No.
Okay, so when in King's Cup, I'll make this a really quick story. In King's Cup, you make a rule up with certain cards, and one of the rules is pick up your little man every time you take a drink. So you'd pick your little man up, you drink, then sometimes you flick your little man, and you got to catch him, and you got to put him back on the glass,
great
and then
game.
Set. It's the most amazing, because if somebody doesn't do it, they have to drink again.
I don't think
and
I've
most of the time, they drink again without picking the little man up, so they have to do it all over again.
Wow.
Till they remember, oops, I got to take the little man off. And put them back on. It's like the most fun thing. We're going
to
get little buddies.
So back at the house.
Sorry.
That was adorable. Back at the house, Sonia starts making out Luann's neck and she's like drunk and becoming very sexual. And they're all swinging on a rope. And oh my God, Megan and
you
I both were like,
it looks like
out.
A concussion and, waiting to
because
happen.
Because it looked like this, if you, and Megan made this point. As I was like, I feel like they're going to hit their head on the rope, with the rope, you know, on
the
rock.
I think it was the perspective.
And Megan was like, if she doesn't let go in time, you'll just swing backward into the, you could potentially hit your head. Why would they have that there? I think one of you guys mentioned
people
that.
People are drinking.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking what an
crazy.
Insurance nightmare.
Yes, yeah. Totally. That would be so bad.
I was really worried about Dorinda's vag after her mishap on the rope.
Was it Carol or Dorinda?
Dorinda.
Dorinda's vagina? Oh, poor
she thing. Basically, I guess, tried to let go, but didn't open up her legs wide enough to let go. And so she caught one of the knots right between her legs.
This I can't wait to watch because I was writing notes when this happened.
Well, she caught the knot between her legs and then kind of fell backwards. Like kind of like a backward
ouch.
Dive. And I was like, oh, her inner thighs are going to be so
burnt. Yep, they're going to have a little bruise.
Oh my god. Sonia tells Ramona, so then Sonia is drunk and goes over to Ramona and tries to give her therapy, and she's like, listen, you're not happy. You used to get banged every night by Mario and you don't anymore. Now you're not happy.
Ramona mentions that she saw Mario take his ring off to go play tennis.
I loved this because we haven't heard this before.
Because this is new information. She goes, that's when I maybe knew things were going on, but I was trying to, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Sonia says, yeah, when he starts wearing skinny jeans and taking his ring off and playing tennis and he's having sex with you all the time, that means he's cheating and you're unhappy. Admit you're unhappy.
Harsh.
And Ramona was just like really taking it well. She was doing the best she could. This is the point where Bethany, of all people, to be sitting next to Ramona, I thought it was so interesting because I knew Bethany was going to step in. Bethany's so fair that no matter what, she will step in and save somebody that needs saving at that moment.
Yeah.
And she did. And she even said it. She's like, this is how bad it is for me to go save Ramona right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia just wouldn't give it up. She was relentless. Why do you want your friend to feel like
drunk Sonia? She's so crazy.
Yeah, it was sad.
Someone said that she has been behaving herself in the past couple seasons, and especially this season, we're not seeing her as drunk Sonia at all, really.
Yeah.
And she's definitely been a lot better than previous seasons, but this right here was a full-on, this is because you're drunk. You're saying this because you're drunk and you word vomit. Yeah.
And it was kind of the juxtaposition of drunk Ramona, because Ramona was a way more chill version, because she's usually so wound up and the eyes, and the eyes popping out and is dying to make her point and have an argument. And she was just like laid back, taking it all in. That story about Mario slipped right out, which we've never heard before.
So weird.
I liked drunk Ramona. She was so chill.
Yeah. She was a lot more chill. I think she knew, too, that she had to be on her best behavior because she knew Bethany was looking at everything. Bethany was watching everything. She was waiting for old Ramona to come back, so Ramona's like, I'm not letting old Ramona come back no matter what. And she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll...
I think this just proves, though, that maybe Ramona was... This was a pure just drunk Ramona versus Ramona taking something else. Because we are seeing her... This is obviously... You got to be drunk after 8...
Tequila
things, like full on, like closer to probably 10 or 11, and whatever else they happen to be drinking when they get back and before. So I think this is purely her being drunk, and we're not seeing her taking some sort of pill or something else to add to it, because I feel like there's got to be something else, because otherwise she'd be acting like that all the time, and she wasn't. This was toned down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you feel sorry for her then. You do.
Yeah, it was a sad, weird type of Ramona tonight, but I felt bad for her. Let's get into some news.
Yes, you guys have news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we may be getting some diversity for season 10 of The New York Housewives. This is according to Page Six. So there's been a search, they're saying, that will be on for a minority cast member. This is insiders close to the show that are telling Page Six this. After nine seasons, the show's been very white and in the most diverse melting pot of a city, one insider says of The New York show, adding that Bravo will angle to make the cast more diverse. Now, the insider said they just shot the reunion, so now is the time that they start to really look at what they'll do for the next cast. Now, Bethany actually spoke to a media outlet recently. She said, I would like to see some younger cast members. I'd like to see an African-American woman on the show. I suggested someone who didn't work out. There are really no Jewish women in the cast. There are no Asian, Latino, or gay women on the show. I'd like it to represent New York more. So we do know we did get Jules, and she was Jewish and Asian, so that was interesting. But Carol, as Page Six even says, Carol Radswell groused on camera of the newcomer who exited after just one season, saying she's Asian and Jewish, but you don't have to remember that because she'll tell you like 24 times. So a source told Page Six that whoever joins for season 10 will likely be someone already associated with the woman on the series. Unless you're famous, you really have to be friends with someone on the show to get cast, the source said. Mm. So we should all start stalking their Instagrams if we don't already do that. Look for anybody diverse and see if that could potentially be the person. In. But when Bethany says something like that, especially, you know that this is something that's in the ear of Bravo, because she can really do whatever she wants, and she has Andy's ear more than anybody. So, Megan, you got some news, too.
Yes, you guys. Dorinda is doing well, bitch. TMZ is reporting that she filed papers to trademark her expletive that she screamed at, what was her name? The author of Sex and the City?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I forget her name. That was
Candace Bushnell. Yeah. That she screamed at Candace Bushnell earlier in this season. She's been selling the logo or she's turned it into a logo, and she's selling it on coffee mugs, t-shirts, and totes. She already made $100,000 in her first month. And now And now she's in talks with two department stores for them to carry the merchandise.
I love her.
The rich get richer.
They do. Good for her. I know. She always had a wealthy. She had a wealthy husband, and now she's like, I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah, totally.
And Bethany appeared on tonight's episode of Nightcap on Pop TV. She's playing a fictionalized version of herself, and I saw a little teaser. It was very funny. She very much. It was written so well for her. I have to say, I'm glad she didn't become an actress. I'm glad she became a reality star. But it was a really funny teaser. You probably missed it if you're on the East Coast, but if you're watching from the West Coast, you might be able to catch it in the next few minutes, or it started a few minutes ago, or you guys should check it out. Nightcap on Pop TV.
Cool. All right, let's... do you have any predictions? Let's do predictions.
I don't have any predictions. It looks like it's going to be pretty cray. Bethany and Ramona's conversation yet again, but with the naked Bethany at this time. And I want to know what happens with Dorinda's hand. Mm-hmm. Why is it cut? She said someone stabbed her, but...
I'm predicting she cuts her hand on a wine glass while she's like throwing her hands around with her slurry drunk. It's my prediction.
All right.
But I also think next week's not going to be as rowdy as we want it to be. I think the rowdy happened already.
How many episodes do we have left?
I think just...
It's usually, 20 episodes and then 3 reunions?
21 episodes and then 3 reunions?
21 episodes.
Yeah. So another 4 episodes. 4 episodes. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yep. I don't want it to be over.
It went so quick.
Actually, this is the highest rated show on Wednesdays on cable TV.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're getting super high ratings.
Oh, on page 6 of it. Yes,
yeah, and actually, it's funny because when the show first started the season, there were talks that they may not even go halfway through the season because they didn't think the ratings were going to be too high, and they ended up being so high. Yes, so we got to see. I wonder who we thank for that. I think probably Bethany and Ramona.
You guys, my dad has actually been asking me what's been going on since he watched the episode a couple weeks ago. He's
so
like,
cute.
It kind of drags you in and you want to know what's going to happen with these women because they're crazy.
We got to have him call in one time. I want to hear what your dad has to say. All right. So where can we find everybody? Starting with Megan Stecker.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Megan Stecker. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Cool. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. Snapchat's I'm Ashley Daniels. It's because this girl, Ashley Daniels, another Ashley Daniels, took all of my names everywhere. And she won't respond to me. It's very sad. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.